Home. It's not just a place, it's a feeling. It's people, a sense of comfort, an environment of love, a spirit of unity, and the cultivation of different ideas, cultures, and experiences. The people who feel like home for us very rarely get the recognition they deserve. They support us boldly, and they love us unconditionally. Our homes are built by our families.
My teammates, my friends, my people. The ones who have celebrated me, cried with me, been with me every step of the way. The ones who I've spent hours with early in the morning at parking lot breakfast, late nights in the shop, or weekly coffee shop dates. Thank you for always being in my corner. I'll always leave the light on and have an open seat for you. Janae, I grew up being known as your little sister, and now being told that I'm just like you is the highest compliment that I can receive. You are bold, faithful, and obedient to where the Lord has called you. You are my cheerleader, coach, confidant, teacher, sister, built-in best friend. I can always count on you for a late-night phone call or a five-minute voice memo. Thank you for believing in me before I did. You will forever be my best girl. Mom, you are fiery and outspoken, kind and empathetic. You've challenged me to stand firm even when it's hard. You've taught me to set my roots deep, and you've given me the space to spread my wings. You are my safe place. You make sure I get to my destination, and you listen to every worry that my heart carries. Thank you for praying over every single fear of mine and dancing with me when I make it to the other side. I love you, 224. Dad, you are our first and forever ag teacher. You have taught me to love home and always challenge me to remember where I come from. I wish I could have taken you on every farm tour this year, because you are the one who taught me to love the soil and a life lived working it. You are faithful, humble, hardworking. You've been an example of integrity that has spilled into every area of our family's lives. There will never be anyone like you. Thank you for being our strong and steady. I'll love you forever. Each of you are my hardest goodbye and my sweetest homecoming, my dream defenders and my prayer warriors. How lucky I am to be loved by you. National FFA, it is a joy and an honor to present to you my parents, Eric and Melissa Herr, with their honorary American FFA degree. We'll all be here forever.
Mama, whether it's exploring new destinations or embarking on spontaneous trips, you're always up for the adventure. The memories we've created together during our travels are some of the most cherished moments of my life, and I couldn't have asked for a better companion. You've shown me the beauty of believing in yourself and the power of living life to the fullest. I'll always admire the way you care for others and love us unconditionally. I love you. Dad, whether it was our shared love for movies, your lessons on the value of hard work, or your quiet yet powerful leadership, every experience with you has left a lasting impression on me. Your support and encouragement have shaped me in countless ways, giving me the strength and confidence to face life's adventures. I'll always appreciate your unwavering support and guidance. I'll always be your little girl, and I love you 3,000. Chase, Trevor, Kendall, Evan, Megan, and Clayton. You've given me my sense of humor, making even the toughest times a bit brighter with your laughter and jokes. You've been my protectors, and in every season I've faced, you've been my loudest cheerleaders, always believing in me and urging me to chase my dreams. I'm proud to be your little sister and know you will always be there for me. To my grandparents, thank you for your never-ending prayers, the best hugs a girl could ask for, and the countless life lessons you've shared. You've been incredible role models, and I wouldn't be who I am or where I am today without your unwavering love, guidance, and support. To my nieces and nephews, thank you for bringing extra love and joy into my life. Y'all always know how to keep me on my toes and make sure that life never gets too boring. Mia, Lily, and Eden. You have been my built-in best friends for as long as I can remember, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you for always reminding me that I'm getting older and less cool by the minute, but still putting up with me anyways. FFA members and guests, please join me in celebrating my parents, Anne and Hugh Clifton, as I present them with their honorary American FFA degree. We'll all be here forever.
Even though the world of FFA and agriculture has always been a little new for you, you never hesitated to believe in me or tell me you were proud of me. From the very beginning, you've taught me that anything worth doing is worth doing right. Thank you for always checking in on me this year and for teaching me that life was meant to have a sense of humor to it. Mom, from our love of reading and good conversations to our fascination with chickens, I feel lucky to have a mom who understands and encourages my passions. Not only are you always just one phone call away, but you've always pushed me to follow my own path no matter what anyone else thinks. Thanks for being my favorite person to go on adventures with and for being the listening ear I needed this year. I couldn't be more grateful to have such kind, humble, and supportive parents. I love you both. Tyler, from always going to all my contests and events without complaining to always giving us your technology skills, you've always given more than you've asked from us. Thank you for always helping me without hesitation and for letting me tag along with you and your friends. I like to think I was blessed with the best grandparents in the world, Mimi and Pappy. Thank you for showing me what unconditional love looks like and for being some of my favorite phone calls and texts while I was on the road this year. Graham and Papa, I miss you so much, but I'm grateful for all of the lessons and memories I shared with you along the way. To all of my family and friends, thank you for cheering me on this year and throughout life. Your endless support and words of encouragement have always meant the world to me. I've carried little pieces of each of you with me everywhere I go. National FFA, it's an honor to present my parents, Gary and Stacy Williamson, with their honorary American FFA degree. We'll all be here forever.
Thank you for showing me from day one what it means to care about others. You are the glue that holds our family together, and whether it was facing the first day of school or facing the next adventure on the road, I always knew you would be there to send me off with a smile and a hug. You taught us how to find the adventure in any situation, how to love through the harder times, and showed me firsthand that the most valuable things in life are often done for others. Thank you for being my biggest cheerleader. Dad. Thank you for being the person who got us into the world of FFA. Your constant encouragement, effort, and strength to stand by this organization, your students, family, and community is an example that has guided me well and has shaped my goals for the future. You are the hardest working person I've ever met, and no matter the task, I know you will always be there to make sure I can get it done. Thank you for the many weekend football trips, talks in the car, and hours on the farm. Tess. Although it is not easy being the funniest and best-looking national officer in the family, it is even harder trying to leave an impact as positive as you did within this jacket. You were the brother I never had, always helped lead our adventures, and let me make jokes along the way. Thank you for setting such an incredible example for how to face life's challenges, always picking up the phone, and always making sure we got to where we were going. I know I can be a pain, but I could not be more proud to be your brother. Thank you for never leaving my corner and always being there for me through it all. Claire, you are literally the coolest and most intimidating person I've ever met. It has been inspiring to get to watch as your younger brother, as your determination for service has led you to where you are today. Despite everything, what makes me the most proud to get to call you my sister is your heart for others. and leadership through integrity. Thank you for showing me what it means to be a good leader, to live a life based on service, and thank you for always being in my corner to be my best self. Grandpa, Mimi, Mama, and Gran-Gran, you've demonstrated the power of family through my entire life. Thank you for being my heroes, for starting the agriculture tradition within our family, for always stepping in when needed, and for never failing to show up for me. I could not have asked for better grandparents to grow up with and stronger examples of what it means to live a life well. Thank you for giving me the foundation to be the person I am. FFA members and guests, I am proud to introduce you to my parents, Andy and Megan Seibel, and present them with their honorary American FFA degree. We'll all be here forever.
Grandpa Ted and Grandma Connie, you both are the largest source of encouragement, laughter, and love in my life. Each trip home this year was met with a freshly baked good, a card game, and story time around your kitchen table. Your strong influence, your immense joy, and your dedication to creating a welcoming home has set the example of a life I intend to lead. To the friends who have become family, the countless text messages, coffee dates, handwritten cards, and impromptu adventures have been the core memories and sources of encouragement that have kept me running while I'm afar. Each of you have been influential in sharpening me and building me in love. Parker, throughout the years, your title has changed from Big Bubba, Protector, Chauffeur, and of course, the best show barn wash boy. But through each passing season, the title of friend has remained consistent. You are the loudest cheerleader and critic when I'm in the show ring, and you're the inspiration behind each of my successes within the blue and gold jacket. Our childhood memories, moments of laughter, and of course, competitions, will stick with me for the rest of my life. For you, I'll always be little sis. Mom, you're my twin pillar without whom I could not stand. You are the one who I share my love for coffee with, and the guardian who stays up late ensuring my flight made it in safe. But most of all, you are my greatest friend on the set of heaven. You have taught me that we give up things we love for things that we love even more each time you humbly serve me. It's your relentless pursuit, your acts of service, and your motherly love that have kept me grounded and pointed to the truth in each day of mourning and dancing. Thank you for showing me an example of what a God-honoring wife, mother, and friend should look like. Dad, you are my cowboy, my big old bear hug, the one who answers each of my tear-filled phone calls, and more importantly, you're the one who points me to our firm foundation. It is because of you our home is filled with Hereford cows, FFA jackets, and bold love. Each time I leave home or tackle some new life goal, I'm met with your greatest piece of advice. Go do good things, Casey. Thank you for supporting me in each good thing. It's my greatest accomplishment to be your little cowgirl. I'm made better each day because of you. FFA members and guests, it is both an honor and a privilege to bestow the honorary American FFA degree upon my parents, Steve and Michelle Cantrell. We'll all be here forever.
Thank you for believing in me since day one. From you, I got my free-spiritedness, love for old music, movies, and TV shows, and, of course, love for dogs. Thank you for teaching me how to simply be myself, no matter what anyone says, and for always being there for me when I need you the most. Dad, you're the voice of reason, even if I don't want to hear it, and give the best encouragement when I need it the most. I am grateful to have gotten my stubbornness, independence, and courage from you. Thank you for showing me how to stand up for myself and for being my rock and always sticking by my side. Andrea, you may not have been there since day one, but you certainly love me like you have. My goofiness, work ethic, and love for sales have all come from you. Thank you for showing me how to love others and for being one of my biggest role models. Adeline, Layla, Jackson, Camden, and Charlie, I'm one lucky girl to have the best five cheerleaders. While I may be the oldest sibling, I look up to each of you and love you with all my heart. Thank you for always cheering me on and loving me just as I am. Nana, thank you for being my best friend when I needed the most. I will forever be grateful for everything you do for me and everyone around you. To my grandparents and extended family, thank you for your constant love and support. I wouldn't be the person I am today, and certainly wouldn't be where I am today, without you all and your constant encouragement. Thank you isn't enough for everything my family has done for me. I love you all more than you know. National FFA, please join me in honoring my parents, Wendy Murphy and Rob and Andrea Lawrence, as I bestow upon them their honorary American FFA degree. We'll all be here forever. There are not enough words to express the gratitude that we have for the constant love, support, and encouragement our families have shown us this year and beyond. If you are a parent, guardian, or FFA member, please stand to be recognized.